Haynes marijuana business hopefuls present their goals to the assembly. And the Southeast Alaska State Fair kicks off on Thursday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more up next. Three potential marijuana business owners are waiting on state approval to operate in Haynes. Representatives from each business made their case to the Borough Assembly this week. Right now, there's nothing in Borough Code regulating marijuana businesses in Haynes. And that means unless the Assembly takes action, pot entrepreneurs only need to abide by state guidelines. Local governments can choose to be more restrictive than the state, but they can't be less restrictive. And they could impose taxes on the product. The Assembly is looking into a marijuana and tobacco excise tax. Carol Waldo applied to operate Glacier Bay Farms. The business would include a dispensary across from the cruise ship dock at 75 Beach Road and a cultivation facility at 17 Helms Loop Spur. Her general manager, Jason Adams, addressed some of the concerns residents have expressed so far. Adams said they will use filters to control odor, and the buildings will have alarms and security cameras. He said he's heard concerns about people smoking pot in public, and that those under the age of 21 could get a hold of the product. State law prohibits anyone under 21 from possessing or consuming pot, other than medical exceptions.
Both these matters are for law enforcement. The community tells us where people can use it or not. Right now, the law says they can use it on personal property. So we're willing to back up anything that you guys decide, but we're not going to sell it to anyone under 21 ever. We're going to check IDs.
Adam said on-site consumption, sometimes referred to as marijuana cafes, is not part of their business plan. That's something that's still in limbo at the state level.
Marijuana has a longer lasting effect on some people, especially newer users. So if their tolerance is lower, then the effect can be more astounding or longer lasting. And then you have just a lot of sedentary people at your place.
Sean McNamara applied for a license to open Alaska Mountain Growers. Like Glacier Bay Farms, he wants to operate both a cultivation facility and a dispensary. The dispensary would be located on the Haynes Highway, between the post office and the quick shop. The cultivation facility is planned for 31 Letnikoff Drive off of Mud Bay Road. McNamara's business partner Frank Clark represented Alaska Mountain Growers at the meeting. Clark said they're hoping to clear up concerns other residents have about the business.
We're going to set up some meetings with our neighbors so we can try to work through these things amicably. And we're not really here to kind of bully or anything like that. We'd like to work everything out amicably. And we're not going to litigate this at the end. So we can't honestly come to agreement on things in good faith, and we'll probably do it elsewhere.
Like Adams, Clark said they plan to meet state standards for security and will implement measures to minimize odor. Erica Merklin applied to operate Resurrected Dreams, a limited cultivation facility at her property on Chilcat Lake Road, about 26 miles out of town. It would be 500 square feet or less. She said if she's successful, she would want to expand in the future. Since there are currently no local dispensaries, Merklin said she would export her product to Skagway or Juneau for now. She encouraged the community to get behind the marijuana industry.
I think it'd be good for our community to take a supportive stance in this and be progressive about it and accept that it's something that is happening.
Resident Tom Ganner said he supports the idea of cultivation and distribution, but is concerned that there are no local regulations.
Our community should have a greater degree of self-determination with respect to the issuances of licenses and permits. Local public concerns should be acknowledged, respected, and addressed.
Going forward, the Assembly could decide to get tighter on restrictions for pot businesses, and they can protest license applications at the state level. In Skagway, the borough restricted pot businesses in certain zones. For example, a retail marijuana store would need to get a conditional use permit in the business district. Right now, each applicant is still waiting for the go-ahead from the state. is getting ready for a weekend full of music, food, and Ferris wheels. The 49th annual Southeast Alaska State Fair takes place Thursday through Sunday. As KHNS's Emily Files reports, new additions this year include a wine garden and a dinky dog race.
It's going to be hard to see everything that you want to see this year, I think, at the fair.
That's fair director Jessica Edwards. She's the leading force behind the four-day event, which brings people from around the region and state to Haines.
I really feel like I have a smile on my face the whole 4 days of the fair, just doing the work that I'm doing. You know, it's a busy time, but it's just really joyful to see people having fun.
The fun includes a few new events. One of them is sure to increase the fair's cuteness factor.
And we have a lot of excitement around this. It's called the Dinky Doggy Derby.
The Dinky Doggy Derby. It's a race for dogs 30 pounds or under.
We have seen people training out there in Ravens Arena. So, taking it pretty seriously.
There's also a most lovable dog contest. Humans can compete too, in everything from the Fisherman's Rodeo to the Strong Man and Woman Contest, a new addition this year. On Monday, Jack Smith Jr. and Sr. were setting up for the logging show. One important piece, a new log for the log rolling contest.
So it rolls this year since it didn't roll very good last year. It sat on the ground here for years, and the pond got a little bit bigger last year. Well, and it sat there, it got waterlogged on one side, so it didn't want to go in a circle.
Smith says the sedentary log took some of the drama out of the lumberjack competition last year. Fair staff and volunteers are making other improvements as well. The carousel went through a thorough refurbishment. The main stage sound system is getting an upgrade. Edwards thinks that will make a big difference for dozens of musicians. The Eric Krasno Band is one of this year's fair headliners. Krasno will be on the main stage Friday night. Saturday's central headliner is Delhi to Dublin.
I feel like we're going to get a lot of people's happy music place over the weekend with those two.
Other headliners include Trampled by Turtles lead singer Dave Simonette, New Sound Underground, and John Wayne and the Pain. Edwards says the fair is also incorporating more rap acts like Henry Osborne.
You know, Home Skillet was a big Sitka festival that focused on rap and hip-hop music, and they closed last year. There was no more Home Skillet. So we feel like we need to also bring that genre in for people who appreciate it.
Headliners perform Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. But there will be music and other kinds of entertainment throughout each day, including a talent show, breakdancing troupe, and wearable art show. Edwards says wearable art is one of the few craft exhibits in which entries are actually increasing. And then there's the food.
Lots of food this year. We'll have a whole food court area is springing up over by the park stage. So we'll have also new this year a wine garden over there where you can get glasses of wine and in actual glasses.
Near the wine garden, you'll find fried cheese curds and fish and chips. On the other side of the fairgrounds at the main food court, fan favorites like samosas and corn on the cob will be back. As for the weather forecast, Edwards says all they can do is hope this cold, rainy summer gives way to sunshine for Haines' biggest event of the year. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.